Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mohapatra. Today is Monday, 21st of August, and here's what you should be watching out for in this action-packed trading week. For the week ended 18th of August, the mood in Dalal Street remained subdued, with benchmark indices losing 0.6% and taking the total loss to 3.4% on the Nifty 50 and 3.94% on the Sensex from their record highs of 20th of July. Disappointing industrial production for June, higher than expected spike in CPI inflation, fears of likely another rate hike by Fed given the strong retail sales data, currency depreciation against US dollar, rising US bond yields, and slowing China's economy weighed on the market sentiment. Hence, market consolidation may continue this week largely with a negative bias, according to experts. Now moving on to some key factors to watch. Jio Financial Services listing. The market participants will focus on index heavyweight Reliance Industries as the much-awaited listing of Jio Financial Services will take place on the exchanges today. After the spin-off from Reliance Industries last month, the financial services subsidiary was valued at 261.85 rupees per share. It will become the second largest NBFC in India upon listing. Meanwhile, Jio Financial Services will continue to remain in the FTSE indices and will be added to the MSCI Global Standard Index on 23rd of August. MPC meeting minutes. Investors will also look forward for the minutes of RBI Monetary Policy Committee's meeting that concluded on 10th of August, which will be published on Thursday. Experts feel a rate hike won't be seen, but expected rate cut cycle is likely to be pushed to FY25 against expectations of last quarter of FY24 earlier. This is especially after RBI raised CPI inflation forecast for FY24 given the spike in food prices. CPI inflation in India jumped to 7.44% in July, higher than street expectations, and from 4.87% in June. Jackson Hole Symposium. Globally, all eyes will be on the speech by Fed Chair Jerome Powell in Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium. Powell will speak at the event hosted by Kansas City Fed on 25th of August. After 25 basis point hike in Fed funds rate in July, Powell has already hinted for one more rate hike in upcoming policy meetings as the Fed is strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to its 2% goal. The US CPI inflation was at 3.2% and core CPI was at 4.7% in July. FII trend. After significant buying in the previous 3 months, foreign institutional investors turned net sellers in August as the rising US dollar index to 103.43 mark from below 100 mark in mid of July and US 10-year yields rising to 4.25% from 3.8% in mid of July are some of the key reasons for FII outflow from emerging markets like India. Experts feel that the FII selling is likely to continue in the near term too, though DIIs or domestic institutional investors have been trying hard to offset the FII outflow. FIIs have net sold 3,379 crore worth of shares in the week gone by, taking the total monthly outflow to nearly 11,000 crore rupees in the cash segment. Whereas DIIs have managed to compensate the outflow to a major extent by buying shares worth 3,892 crore rupees during the week, and their monthly net buying stood at around 9,250 crore rupees. IPO. The primary market will remain active in the coming week too, as flexible solution products maker Aeroflex Industries will open its 351 crore rupee IPO during April 22 to April 24. The price band of this IPO is 102 to 108 rupees per share. Infrastructure company Vishnu Prakash will launch its 309 crore rupee maiden public issue on 24th of August with a price band of 94 to 99 rupees per share. Pyramid Technoplast will close its 153 crore IPO on 22nd of August, while TVS Supply Chain Solutions will debut on the bourses on 23rd of August as per IPO schedule. In the SME segment, power solutions company SunGarner Energies will open its IPO for subscription during April 21st to 23rd with offer price of 83 rupees per share. Meanwhile, Shura Designs will close its IPO offering on 21st of August, and the final day for Crop Life Sciences will be on 22nd of August. The listing of Shelter Pharma shares will also take place during the week on 23rd of August. Before moving on to the last segment of the podcast, watch out for Titan shares in today's trading session. The jewelry maker has entered into a share purchase agreement to acquire additional 27.18% equity stake in CaratLane from its founder and his family members for 4,621 crore rupees in cash. CaratLane is a subsidiary of the company, and on completion of this share purchase, it will result in an increase in shareholding of the company in CaratLane from 71.09% to 98.28% on a fully diluted basis. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Santosh Meena of Swastika Invest Mart, who shares the key levels to watch on Nifty 50 in this new trading week and the sectors to look out for. Let's listen in.
The Indian equity markets are currently experiencing a correction amidst weak global cues, with both the Nifty and Sensex ending in the red for the fourth consecutive week. However, the broader markets are showing relative resilience. This correction has been primarily driven by several factors, including rising US bond yields, rupee depreciation, concerns emanating from China, and a significant sell-off by foreign institutional investors. Amid this scenario, the upcoming week is anticipated to be influenced by developments in China, which is expected to make announcements aimed at stabilizing the weakening yuan and addressing its struggling economy. China is set to announce the loan prime rates for both the 1 year and 5 year tenures on August 21st. In addition to China related news, market participants will closely monitor trends in US bond yields, fluctuation in the dollar index, and the flow of investment by FIIs. Within the domestic landscape, a noteworthy event is listing of Jio Financial Services on 21st August. Furthermore, the primary market will remain busy with Pyramid Technoplast, Aeroflex Industries, and Vishnu Prakash Pongalia IPOs. From a technical standpoint, the Nifty index is currently striving to maintain its position around the 50-day moving average at approximately 19,250. A breach below this level would subsequently bring the support levels of 19,191 and 18,888 into focus. Conversely, on the upside, the immediate challenge lies at 10-day moving average around 19,460. To conclude the ongoing correction, the Nifty must surpass 20-day moving average situated at approximately 19,550. Meanwhile, the Bank Nifty has been underperforming and is presently trading around the 100-day moving average level of 43,600. Should it fall below this mark, the subsequent support level to watch would be at 43,300. A breach of this level could potentially lead to a test of 200-day moving average around 42,800. To shift toward a more bullish trajectory, the Bank Nifty needs to surpass the resistance level of 44,500. In terms of derivative positioning, FIIs have adopted a cautious stance, with their long exposure in index futures standing at 42%, indicating a bearish sentiment. The put-call ratio, currently at 0.98 level, is nearing oversold territory.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.